There are still some unanswered questions about the Cleveland Indians' controversial Chief Wahoo mascot. The Indians will stop using the logo on uniforms in 2019, the year the team hosts the All-Star Game. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, you were the only local reporter to get an interview with Indians owner Paul Dolan. Why did Dolan finally make the move?
Amanda, really, the heat on the Indians intensified the last few years when the team became better, was playing more in the postseason, and getting a higher national profile.
Yeah, people outside of Northeast Ohio were really seeing the logo.
Right, and it was bothering them. And the only thing that really, I have to admit, just bugs me some, and it's a bias. It's, you know, you always sometimes think, here are the New York elites telling us how to live in Cleveland. You people don't know better, so we have to guide you on how to get rid of your logo and how to do this.
Okay.
But I also think that's why Paul Dolan pushed back to get certain things that he wanted. His biggest fear was that they would have the Chief Wahoo Police. In other words, stopping people from coming to the game wearing their old hats or their old Indian stuff. And then the other thing, at one point, I guess, it was discussed of taking down any image of Chief Wahoo anywhere. Well, the problem with that is for 50 years it's been on the uniforms, and they have all these historical pictures of Bob Feller. And so what are you going to do, blot it out, take it down?
And this has created a really intense situation among fans who are on both sides of this issue. Keep Wahoo, dump Wahoo.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, the far left, let's say, or whatever you want to call it, wanted to dump the name too. Thankfully, and I say thankfully because I think I'm on pretty solid ground on this, to the vast majority of Indians, and I'm going to say Indians, I'm talking about those who live in reservations and so on, do not consider the name to be pejorative. The largest paper that is on reservations, and I'm speaking from personal experience, having been on the Wind River Reservation many times in Wyoming and the Pine Ridge a few times, it's called Indian Country Today, just like USA Today. You would talk to people like in Lander, Wyoming, which is on the edge of the Wind River Reservation, and they go, well, when I'm over in Indian Country hunting, and this is either a Shoshone or Arapaho, it's just called that. But I'll tell you what did strike me. I remember the first time I was on an Indian reservation, and it was Pine Ridge out in South Dakota. Now, I didn't have any Chief Wahoo thing with me, but I said, you know, would I wear a cap here, a Chief Wahoo? The answer was no. And I've not worn one since.
Mm. What do you think the ballpark's going to be like? Because you're going to have fans who are going to make a statement by
wearing it. Oh, yeah. You're going to see more Chief Wahoo than ever before on some people.
I mean, this could be an issue at games for quite a while.
I think so. And that's what the Indians fear. I had a long talk with Paul Dolan about that and some of their marketing people. And the issue was, if they stop selling it, somehow the logo becomes like public domain or something. Mm-hmm. And they were worried about that. Now, I'm sure they also want to cash in on what's left. They're probably going to sell a lot of this stuff.
Exactly.
You know? So, hey, this is their last go-around. But the last number of years, what were the things they're selling the most? That red cap with the blue block C on it, absolutely detest it. That thing's been number one and number two ahead of Chief Wahoo for years.
Wow. So now what happens in 2020? Because they're going to have an all-star patch next season, and then they have to have something that replaces Wahoo after that.
I asked Paul Dolan that. He didn't know. Now, for at least the last 10 years, if not more, I've been pitching the idea to them of, there's four or five top Indian artists from different tribes. Have them submit what they think would be a good logo for the Cleveland Indians. You put them out there, you vote, you just see it. I mean, it'd be a lot of fun. On top of it, you have a new logo, and then you slap it on the uniform on their sleeve in 2020. You can't put the stupid block C there. That would look ridiculous. We don't know. If I were them, frankly, even if I knew, I wouldn't say at this point.
Let the dust settle.
Let the dust settle. And, you know, then that becomes the next thing. And then people could debate what they should put on there. See, that's the idea. It's always been marketing. I will say this, in terms of what Major League Baseball and the Indians do, I like the compromise, even if I don't like every part of it. I want the logo changed. I've wanted it for quite a while. I also don't want fans who like the logo somehow ostracized and demeaned. You know, and they should basically be able to wear it to the ballpark. So out of those two things, I think they've come up with something that seems to work pretty well.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about which top college quarterback on display at last weekend's Senior Bowl would make the best fit in Cleveland.